Arts Dinkenby, the province's member-based arts service organisation based in St John, is running its groundwork project in July, which is a professional development and peer mentoring pilot programme taking the form of a week-long retreat in Camp Paskaback, just north of the Kingston Peninsula. It aims to provide guidance and mentorship in various areas such as marketing, budgeting and business development, run by professionals working in the arts industry. Local 107.3 FM spoke with organiser and ArtsLinks programming director Jericho Knopp about what participating artists can hope to gain from the retreat and the various other activities and events ArtsLinks runs throughout the year.
Groundwork is a 7-day long professional development retreat specifically for artists. So it's going to be a number of like workshops and also peer mentorship opportunities in a kind of summer camp setting. And it takes place July 3rd to 10th at Camp Paskaback. We have 15 participants. Five of them are peer mentors, so they'll be running workshops and doing like one-on-one mentorship in certain skills, I guess. So we have artist Nat Can, who's going to be talking about grant writing, Teresa McKnight, who's going to be talking about like developing sort of a sustainable creative practice over the years. Long Haul Creativity is the name of her workshop. We have Caitlin Hoyt, who's an illustrator based in Fredericton, who's going to be talking about creative well-being and how to sort of work through burnout and creative challenges. Charles Harding is going to be... He's a sound artist slash musician and is going to be talking about collaborations and working with other artists and how to navigate that. And I am one of the peer mentors and I'm going to be teaching about writing and speaking about your work as a former journalist slash current writer. And then on top of the mentorships, ArtsLinks staff are going to be teaching sort of professional development, business skills training for self-employed artists, things like bookkeeping and taxes, business modeling, social media, goal setting, time management, that kind of thing. And then in the evenings, there'll be, you know, campfire chats, communal meals, and just time to relax because it's a lot of workshops.
Why a retreat and where did the idea come from?
We run a number of residencies, which are professional practice, creation based. So they're normally in nature and artists get the chance to spend time working on a creative project with no distractions and we pay them for their time as well. So it was during one of those that someone mentioned that it was like summer camp and that they wished that like there were more sort of professional development opportunities that were like artist summer camp basically. And I took that idea and kind of ran with it. We have a business accelerator program called Catapult, and a lot of people coming out of that program, this is kind of an offshoot of that, let us know that they wanted sort of more ongoing help and peer mentorship experience. So we decided to, sort of take those two things and put them together so that people can have sort of this extended period of time to learn from each other and from other professionals. And that is what we're working to do.
What are you hoping that people will get out of it or bring to their creative life?
We're hoping for a couple of things. So the first one is to enhance the professional skills of artists across the province, or specifically the people that are, you know, coming to the program. So this will be sort of the purpose of the intensive workshops. And then we're also hoping to build more of a community and get to know each other and other artists and develop that network on a more, I guess, informal, personal scale. The artists are going to be sleeping in bunkhouses, so it's truly going back to sort of the basics of living together.
And I guess given that it's coming right up, we're almost there, is there still time for people to get involved in it? Are you full up?
Yeah, so this program, because we only had a certain amount of spaces, was application-based, and we selected 10 people after the five mentorships were selected. But there will be hopefully another one next year. This is a pilot program, so if it goes well, we're hoping to get funding to continue it into the next year, and then people can either follow along on social media as like they watch us go through this process, and maybe get keyed up for next summer.
Are there other events that ArtsLink are running over the next year? Before that, maybe people get involved in?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned, our Catapult program is an 8 to 12 week accelerator program for artists. We teach these things less sort of intensively, but like 1.5 days a week, normally on the weekends. So that'll be coming up in September, one of our cohorts, and then our second will take place in January to March. We're also running the program in French for the first time this year, which I guess this is the first time people are hearing about that. So we're hiring a bilingual program coordinator to run that program. So if you want to take that program in French, that option will be there. We have a residency coming up in September at Parc de la République, which is just outside Edmonton. Lots of other things. We have one-on-one sessions with professionals. I'll be running one in August on writing about your work. Yeah, and then there's our lending library, which is open all the time. Our studio, which is always available for rental. And we have documentation days as well, so people can come in and get photos of themselves or their band or their work taken by a professional photographer. And that's going to be 3 times next year. We did a survey a few years ago and exactly 50% of artists said they had no business skills or career management training. And consequently, that means that 60% earned less than $40,000 of artists in 2023, which is really low. So hopefully gathering these business skills and learning among other artists will sort of help to create this feeling of professional practice and sort of the culture that it is okay to make money and support yourself as an artist.
More information about ArtsLink can be found at artslinknb.com. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.